Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A whole bunch of people sent me a funny story out of the news regarding a baseball player and the law. And as reported by ESPN and others, Lenny Dykstra's past is so checkered that it's hard to defame him, such that he sued somebody he played baseball with, claiming that they had libeled or slandered him or defamed him. And a judge actually said, at this point in your life, my friend, it really isn't defamation, at least not with you. A judge has dismissed Lenny Dykstra's defamation and libel lawsuit against Ron Darling, ruling that the former New York Mets outfielder's reputation for unsportsmanlike conduct and bigotry is already so tarnished that it cannot be further injured. In case you're wondering, Lenny Dykstra is younger than me, but he's still accomplished a lot. Former professional baseball center fielder who played baseball for the New York Mets and the Phillies. He's a three-time All-Star and won a World Series championship with the 86 Mets. But since retirement, Dykstra's been mired in financial and legal troubles. In 2009, he filed for bankruptcy. In 2011, he was arrested and charged with bankruptcy fraud, followed by Grand Theft Auto, the crime, not the game, and drug possession, charges on an unrelated case, as well as indecent exposure, according to Wikipedia. He served 6.5 months in federal prison. And again, he played center field. In case you're curious, and some people are, his lifetime batting average is .285. He hit 81 dingers and 404 ribbies. So Dykstra had sued Darling, who he played baseball with at the Mets, for things that Darling had said in his book, 108 Stitches, which was published last year by St. Martin's Press. So Dykstra sued them all, saying that things that described him in the book defamed him. So in the book, Darling wrote that Dykstra shouted racial taunts at Boston Red Sox pitcher Dennis Boyd from the on-deck circle before Game 3 of the 86 World Series. Dykstra was seeking monetary damages, compensatory damages, and emotional distress damages for loss of opportunities for the severe mental anguish, loss of reputation, and humiliation caused by defendants' unlawful and malicious conduct, and punitive damages plus court costs. Now, Darling had filed a motion to dismiss Dykstra's lawsuit under the libel-proof plaintiff doctrine, which is basically saying the guy, you can't libel the guy, because what we're saying about the guy can't make him look any worse than he already looks. And the judge agreed, citing Dykstra's past legal troubles and claims he made in his autobiography. So remember, Dykstra's already written his own book. His book's called House of Nails, and the judge cited that as a basis to dismiss the lawsuit. And the judge wrote, based on the papers submitted on this motion prior to the publication of the book, Dykstra was infamous for being, among other things, racist, misogynist, anti-gay, sexual predator, a drug abuser, a thief, and an embezzler. Further, Dykstra had a reputation, largely due to his own autobiography, of being willing to do anything to benefit himself and his team, including using steroids and blackmailing umpires. Again, that's the judge writing. The judge wrote that the court, which is the New York Supreme Court, but that's a trial court, not an appellate court, sees no legal basis for why it should use its very limited time and resources litigating whether Dykstra engaged in yet another example of bigoted behavior over 30 years ago in a court of law. So in other words, Dykstra in his complaint, in his lawsuit, apparently was saying, look, I didn't yell racial taunts from the on-deck circle at a pitcher during the World Series 30 years ago. And saying I did makes me look bad. There are sports commentators, bloggers, and legions of baseball fans to litigate this issue in a public space. This court, however, has cases involving lost livelihoods, damaged and lost lives, as well as plaintiffs that have suffered very real reputational injuries. Accordingly, Darling and publisher defendants' motions to dismiss the first cause of action for defamation pursuant to the libel-proof plaintiff doctrine are granted. Darling, who is now a broadcaster, issued a statement thanking his agent, lawyers, and the networks that employ him along with family, friends, and colleagues. With this behind me, I'll have nothing more to say about this matter, he said. St. Martin's, the publisher, said in a statement, it is obviously pleased with the judge's decision. Dykstra declined comment. He was sentenced to 3 years in a California state prison in March 2012 by Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Cynthia Ulfig after pleading no contest to Grand Theft Auto and providing a false financial statement. He was sentenced to 6.5 months in prison that December by U.S. District Judge Dean D. Pregerson after pleading guilty in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles to bankruptcy fraud, concealment of assets, and money laundering. The sentences were to be served concurrently. So, you know, I've talked before a little bit about libel, slander, defamation, and all this, those things. And it's an area of the law. Defamation is the broad topic. Libel and slander are the two different distinctions that are made whether the statements are spoken, which is slander, I think spoken slander, SS, spoken slander. And libel is printed or written. And think that, I guess libel has an I in it, so does printed. Just think spoken slander and the other one. So if someone makes defamatory statements about you and they make untrue statements about you that harm you, okay, that's the key, they harm you, then you can sue them for damages, assuming you've suffered damages. And of course, if someone makes untrue statements about you, the damages might be emotional, that you were embarrassed, you were humiliated. And we've heard examples that where people actually were slandered or libeled, where people said crazy things about somebody else and hurt them. But the problem here, of course, is, and the judge is pointing this out, is that this man, Lenny Dykstra, has a reputation that's already so bad that to say that on one occasion he didn't actually yell racist things at a pitcher during a game, if that's true, that he didn't, but to say that he did, would that really make a difference with his reputation already being what it is? It's a very strange defense to this claim. I've never heard of somebody making this defense before successfully, but in this example, it works. And so, you know, at this point, I guess you kind of look back on your life and go, what have I done with my life? Where people can essentially say anything they want about me. And if I go into court and complain, the judge is going to say, you did this to yourself. Because that's what the judge is basically saying. He said, look, half the stuff's borne out by things he wrote in his own book, his own autobiography. So it's a crazy story. But again, thank you to ESPN for writing the story, although it's been widely reported. Lenny Dykstra's past, cited as defamation and libel suit versus former Mets teammate Ron Darling, is tossed, thrown out, dismissed. So there you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Yesterday, it worked. Today, it's not working. Computers are like that.